Hello, listeners. I'm joined today by Dr. Zuli, who teaches multiple courses in the Lamb School and is an assistant professor. Am I correct?
Yes.
And we're going to start our conversation today with COM 253, which is Introduction to Public Relations. This is part of an ongoing series I've got called Audio Syllabi, because as an advisor, it's frustrating for me that students often pick courses with a title and maybe a couple of sentences of info. So we're going to kind of try to unpack some courses in this format. And we're starting with a big one, Intro to PR. So to get us started, why don't you tell us, if a student was to ask you, what is PR, what would be your answer?
Yeah, it's a really great class, but my answer would be that Introduction to Public Relations is really a survey course that exposes students to the theory and practice of public relations. So more specifically, we look at what public relations is, what are the many subfields of public relations, why is it so valuable, why do organizations need public relations specialists, what can you do with a major or a degree in public relations, and then really all your options for, if you're not in public relations, how can you use this content in your own major in the career field that you're going into.
Because I could definitely see it being useful, even if you're not going into PR. Let's say you're going into mass comm, understanding what it's like to be on the other side of that phone call. I talked to Trevor Peters recently, one of our grads who works for WLFI, and I asked him about the value for mass comm folks of understanding PR. And he said, here, I could bring up on my phone, I've had 100 pitches today. Mm-hmm. A couple of them were written well enough that I'm actually going to use them, you know?
Yep.
So to unpack that a bit, you said you cover what is PR. In a nutshell, how do you define PR? Because I think it's good for our students to hear different definitions, because hopefully they adopt their own definition that they can use as a selling point when they're looking at careers. So to you, what is PR?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really a strategic communication field, but that is looking at how to use relationships and relationship building in order to achieve objectives. So that could be career objectives, it could be organizational objectives, political objectives. And so under the umbrella of strategic communication, we kind of say that public relations is the relational arm. So instead of just focusing on how do we price a product correctly, how do we position a product correctly, how do we advertise a product correctly, public relations is how do we use relationships and how do we use connection through our strategic messaging to achieve our objective.
Nice. Yeah, a lot of times I'll have prospective students in and I'll need to explain to them the difference. They'll be kind of waffling between marketing mm-hmm. and PR. A lot of times I'll use Purdue as an example, right? Purdue has marketers who are trying to figure out, you know, what are the different characteristics of students who might come to Purdue? You know, what are their ages? Where do they live? What are they interested in? And how do we get them to apply, right? That action step is really important. Whereas the folks who work for Purdue for PR are more interested in image and making sure that current employees and the community and the legislators in Indianapolis and Washington, D.C. are happy. And that's there's probably more attempts to quantify it than there was in the past.
Of course.
But it's not the exact same as we got X number of applicants. We're kind of doing our job. So what are some of those subfields that students would look at if they're interested in PR?
Absolutely. Well, one of the big ones is crisis communication, which is the other class that I teach. I think when we visualize what public relations is, we think of that crisis moment where something terrible happens and you have to have someone come to the public and say, you know, it's not terrible, we've got it, you know, we apologize. So that's definitely one part of it. But then we have things like corporate communication, we have political public relations, nonprofit work, which is really, really big because sometimes they don't have the resources to put into big advertising or marketing campaigns, and public relations can be kind of where they can shine. And so a lot of students are interested in the nonprofit or kind of healthcare sectors of public relations.
I hadn't thought of that combination because I do get a lot of students more so now than 5 years ago who are interested in nonprofit work. I think it's part of the generation that's in college right now. I hadn't thought of that because a key difference between PR and marketing also is marketing and advertising are going to be paid, right?
A little bit more expensive.
Whereas PR is going to be, you know, hopefully unpaid in terms of media placement. I hadn't thought of that in terms of a nonprofit. If you don't have the money to get your name out there, hopefully you're making relationships with the media where they can help get your name out there without those additional funds. That's cool. And I think that leads to kind of some of the value mm-hmm. of what it's about. So what are your big assignments in COM 253?
Right. So COM 253 is a large lecture. And so we have three main exams that kind of make up the bulk of the point distribution. But in addition to the exams, we have a press release assignment. So the press release is still the most fundamental and basic public relations document and type of writing that we have. And so I have students practice with the press release. They do a case study. So they look at an actual organization and they think, what is a PR problem that they are currently facing? And how might we fix it with the course concepts and theory that we've discussed in class? So applying what they've learned to kind of a real life example. And then I make them do a small kind of PR show and tell presentation where they have to find an example of public relations, argue why it's public relations compared to advertising and marketing, and then also provide an evaluation. So is it a good example? Is it a bad example? What can we learn from it?
Oh, nice. Those sound like good assignments, good application of the material. And my brain is already buzzing. If I were to do the assignment, I would pick my favorite soccer club, Liverpool.
Right.
And I'm thinking of bad PR. And actually, they've kind of nailed it lately. So I'm thinking of how well they've been doing, mm-hmm. getting ready to expand their stadium. And right now, the push is for public input. You know, whether they use it or not, it makes us feel warm and fuzzy
Indeed.
That they're asking for our...
And it can result in actual revenue. So it's not to be overlooked.
Yeah, that's true. All right. So what makes a student a good fit for this course? Let's say that they've got a multitude of courses to pick from, and they're kind of weighing this one. Obviously, it's a slightly larger class size, so they need to keep that in mind. But what makes this course a good fit for a student, or what makes it a bad fit? A type of student who this is not going to be for them.
So I'm biased, and I think this is an amazing class for all students. But obviously, you know, public relations is the biggest major that we have in the Brian Lamb School of Communication. But we have so many students from engineering, agricultural communication, hotel tourism and management, sales, I'm trying to think more, statistics, math, political science are usually the students we get. And so this is a really great class because it gets kind of some public speaking elements to it and some communication elements to it without making students have to talk a ton. But then learning how to do strategic messaging and to use relationships to further an objective is something that every career field can use. And so I really pitch this to my STEM students, but also my non-comm students in general, that you will have to communicate with people in the future. You will have to pitch ideas. You will have to sell all the good things that you're doing. And so regardless of what your actual major is, you can use a class in strategic communication and relationship development.
I totally agree. I actually envision my job in that way sometimes because I'm talking to students about PR a lot, and I often describe it as public's relations just because in my head I think of then different publics. You know, I work with students, I work with faculty,
Absolutely.
I work with fellow advisors, and it's kind of about making sure that I keep all of those relationships strong because in any given moment I might need to kind of invoke a favor with mm-hmm. one person or another. So I think that's a great idea that it fits a wide variety of students. And it's kind of the opposite if it's a non-major. Like I'll have my students take a marketing course just so they have exposure or
Absolutely.
A sales course. Mm-hmm. So you've got this breadth. You might not go into marketing, but you want to understand how that person thinks, right? Because you're all going to be working on the same project, sitting at the same table. So marketing students, this would make sense. But about any major.
Well, and increasingly in the working world, we talk about these fields as if they're different. But in reality, when you get out into the job market, they collapse, like those silos of distinction really collapse. And so those who are in business taking a public relations course, those who are in comm taking a marketing course, STEM fields, the skills will be applicable regardless.
Yeah, collapsing now more than ever with social media. Sometimes you'll see a tweet and you're like, man, I have trouble putting that into a clean category.
Yeah, is it advertising? Is it marketing?
Yeah.
It's all the above.
For sure.
Right?
So a chance for you to speak to future students. Is there anything you want students to know? It could be a preference of yours or a common pitfall you find students kind of experiencing. Something you want students to know before they start the course.
I love that. Interesting question. You do have to speak. It is a large lecture course. You do have to speak. But that's a minor part of the course. But the more comfortable and the more opportunity you take to become comfortable speaking in front of groups, the more successful you will be. And although the content seems relatable and interesting and, some would say easy, the exams are actually pretty challenging. So you do have to study for it. And so I don't like the perception of I don't have to speak and I don't have to do a lot of work just because it's a large lecture.
So your advice,
and I do have a participation component, so you have to come to class.
Your advice would just be to know that it's a respectable course with the appropriate amount of workload and be ready to
be ready to
put in the work.
hit the ground running.
Awesome. Well, thanks for chatting with me about COM 253. I think students will have a better idea if they're either planning to take it or if it's an option for them. I think they'll be able to make a more informed decision after hearing this chat.